Prologue. The Redhead and the Hardened Criminal. Sailor wasn't sure what the hell he was doing at a college party. He was technically still in high school. Okay, not technically, actually. Not only that, but he was a high school kid with buzz-cut hair and a huge black eye. The only things going in his favor were that he'd had his growth spurt at 15 and seemed as if he belonged at a college party.
He looks like he just got out of prison.
Sailor put on his most charming smile and turned to the sneering blonde who'd whispered the words to her friend, while knowing he'd overhear. Girls generally liked Sailor when he didn't look like a prison brawler, and he liked them back.
"Rugby,"
he said, pointing to his eye.
"An accident with house paint that wouldn't come out."
He pointed at his hair, which his older brother Gabriel had buzzed off for him earlier that day, while their two younger brothers laughed hysterically.
"I won't be making that mistake again."
The two girls didn't look like they believed him, but hey, he'd been polite like his dad had brought him up to be. Since Sailor had never been drawn to girls who got all snooty and looked at him that way, down their noses, as if he were crap scraped off the bottoms of their shoes, it was no skin off his back what they thought.
"You know, some girls go for cons fresh out of the slammer."
The comment came from one of his rugby friends, the same one who'd gotten him an invite to this party for which he was definitely underage, even if he didn't look it, his tall body muscled as a result of the game they both loved. Punching Kane in the gut for that grinning comment, Sailor carried on through the crowd inside the gigantic metal-sided warehouse that a 21-year-old named Cody had rented for this party. They were charging a $10 cover to pay the rental fee for the warehouse and for the sound system that was blasting booming rock music through the cavernous space. Sailor figured he'd wasted $10. He was tired from a full day at school, followed by his part-time job, and he needed to rest. The only reason he'd come out was because his parents were worried that between school and the part-time jobs he kept picking up, despite their telling him to take it easy, he was working too hard, with only a few games of rugby to break up the routine. When he'd unthinkingly mentioned this party, his mother's eyes had lit up. She hadn't even blinked when he'd added it was a college party and that alcohol would be a given.
"I trust you, Sailor,"
she'd said, her clear gray eyes holding utter faith.
"Go, have fun. Kiss a pretty girl. Get into a little trouble."
And Sailor hadn't been able to bear breaking her heart. So he'd stay an hour, buy himself a Coke from the bar since he had no plans to get shit-faced, then go home and crash like he'd intended, and hopefully sleep till 10 in the morning,